It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 299. Highlights from the past week's shows, including a visit from some very special guests.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Ben.
And you're listening to Sonic 109. 1029.
Yeah, we chat with Royal Blood this week in the podcast. If you enjoy it, don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes. And of course, find me on Twitter and Facebook. At Lane Aru on Twitter. Facebook, just look for my name. It's there. I'm on there.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
August the 11th, the birthday of former wrestler slash current bigot, Hulk Hogan. Yeah, he's 62 today. And tech news, yawn. Well, at least for the most part. Don't worry, this one's about the iPhone. The new one's going to launch September 9th. Highlights include a faster processor and a better camera. Now, let me be the first to say thank God for that. Am I the only one who's frustrated by not being able to shoot a 4K definition Blu-ray documentary on my phone? Evidently, I am. And movie news, as you know, a Ghostbusters reboot is in the works with a female ghost-busting cast. Sounds like there will be a cameo appearance from a one Bill Murray. Yet another film idea from the 80s getting a fresh coat of paint? Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, I'll watch that. On an airplane. And hey, the world has not stopped talking about the train wreck of a name that Kim and Kanye gave their last kid. And now, the Daily Mail claims the world's favorite egomaniac couple plan to name their son Easton West. I'm not kidding. Easton West. I'm legitimately not sure if that's a punchline or a name.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, Columbia House has just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And just 20 years later than anyone expected. Yeah, so wait a minute. You're going to give me 7 CDs for a penny, and then you'll just sell me stuff I don't want in perpetuity? Where do I sign up? And there's a rumor making the rounds that Lindsay Lohan is getting ready to write a tell-all book. Yeah, Lilo, write a book? I'll be honest, I'd be equally surprised if you told me she was going to read a book. And are you still using LOL? If so, it's probably because you're old. Yeah, new data shows that 50% of laughers use haha, and usage of LOL is down to 1.9%. And Owen Wilson's upcoming movie, No Escape, has been banned in Thailand. Why is that important? Well, because it was filmed there. Officials agreed only to shoot there if certain precautions were taken not to identify the country in the film, but ultimately opted to ban the whole thing altogether. No Escape hits theaters August 26th. And finally, a landscaping crew stumbled upon a live grenade stuck underneath the cement of a McDonald's in Maryland. A bomb technician safely removed the grenade and stated it had likely been there for some time. Fun fact, live grenade, not the unhealthiest thing you could eat at McDonald's.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, DIY is all the rage online. You can find a video on YouTube to make just about anything. The latest craze? DIY braces. Yeah, doing your own orthodontic work. How could that possibly go wrong? And some celeb news. Jennifer Aniston got married. But the story isn't that the former Friends star got married. It's who Jay Anus invited to the wedding. That is what the cool kids call her, right? Jay Anus? No? Just me? Okay. Monica and Phoebe were on the list. Joey and Chandler were not. And Leonardo DiCaprio has won his lawsuit against Oops Magazine. He sued the French tabloid after it claimed he impregnated Rihanna. In fairness, is anybody reading a magazine named Oops expecting it to be a beacon of journalistic integrity? Somehow I doubt it. And Kim Kardashian posted a nude picture of herself online to prove she's actually pregnant. My question, what is Kim Kardashian going to do for attention when she runs out of skin to show off? I mean, at this rate, in about 5 years' time, every inch of Kim Kardashian's body will be cataloged online. It'll be like Google Maps, but with freckles.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Twilight star Kristen Stewart just came out as open-minded. During a recent interview, she was pressed about her sexuality because she's dating a woman, and she answered in the most socially correct way imaginable. She said, if you really want to define yourself and articulate those parameters, then do it. But I'm an actress, man. I live in the ambiguity of this life, and I love it. And a new Three's Company-style sitcom is in the works called House Sitters. It will star...
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Michael Bolton. Yeah, by the way, if you're under the age of 30 and don't know what Three's Company was, yeah, don't worry about it. It's a sitcom. You'll probably figure it out. And pecan pie M&Ms are a thing. I mean, why not? There's peanut butter. Why not pecan pie M&Ms? They'll arrive at a store and be banned at elementary schools near you very soon. And hey, a new kind of jeans called Hello from Joe Jeans will recharge your iPhone. Yeah, jeans that recharge your phone. How does that work? Is that like static electricity? Do you need to grind up against a stranger to get it to charge? I'll admit, I'm more than a little curious. They'll retail for $189.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The drought-like conditions in Alberta have environmentalists warning of an increase in wasps, or nature's perfect asshole, as I like to call them. Seriously, they're like bumblebees on crystal meth. And some TV news. ABC wants Oprah to come out of retirement. They're reportedly offering her $500 million for a five-year contract. Here's the thing. She hasn't said no yet. This could happen. Yeah, $500 million. There isn't much I wouldn't do for a $500 million contract. And other TV relics from the past making a return. Will Smith is going to produce a reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No word on what network will air the show, or if they'll reach for the obvious title, Stale Prince of Bel-Air. Also back on TV, Sesame Street. They'll begin airing new episodes on HBO, which I thought seemed like an odd network to carry Sesame Street. You know, like 1 minute your kids are watching Big Bird, next thing you know it's boobs and beheadings on Game of Thrones. Thankfully, PBS will also carry the show.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast.
Joining us in studio, Ben and Mike from Royal Blood. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
First off, I'd like to congratulate you on the success of the latest album, and thank you for setting a great example of how to not fall off the stage. Thank you for that.
I've actually fallen off a stage before.
Oh, really? Have you?
Just didn't have the same kind of injuries as other people have done.
Is that
in the
a common
past.
Thing?
It must be, mustn't it? I mean, They say if there's a stage to dance on, someone will dance on it or fall off it. So
you just kind of get so into the performance, you kind of...
Well, yeah, it's Sod's Law, isn't it? If it can happen, it will. Okay. Or is that Murphy's Law? I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay, does Dave make you push the wheelchair? I just have to ask.
It's actually a scooter he's rocking. so it's he's very independent back there.
You know what? I am so glad the guys from Royal Blood are here because I want to play for you what I consider to be one of the greatest moments in music of the past 10 years. Okay? You ready?
Yeah. Is it one of our songs? Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, that second right there.
It's funny you should say that because actually Steve, our tour manager, wrote this bit of the song.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. Even weirder, that's us playing...
Yeah,
what a coincidence.
Well, you know what? I've seen a bunch of interviews with you guys, and everybody always says, when are you guys going to get a guitar player and blah, blah, blah. And one thing a lot of people don't realize, I think...
The bass is a guitar, because well, that's
yeah,
what it's
but I mean,
called a bass guitar.
The more instruments you have in a song, the less you hear each one. And that kick drum right there, you just let it goddamn ring, and it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we ran out of gaff tape, if we're honest, but... But thank you.
Very cool. Now, a lot of attention has been played on Royal Blood since, of course, one of the Arctic Monkeys wore a Royal Blood shirt on stage. But I've heard other stories. You know, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. I'm going to go to a Royal Blood show. Lars from Metallica. What do you think that they hear in your music that they kind of went, I'm afraid to miss this?
I don't know. You have to ask them. But, I mean, we're very, very excited to have... all those guys on our side and coming to the shows because we're fans of all of them, you know. So, but I don't feel like I can answer for them.
Well, let's fire off some rapid questions here. Best 80s movie?
It's Back to the Future, isn't it?
Okay, Back to the Future. Favorite breakfast cereal?
Ben, do you want to take this one?
Can we both agree on Weetabix?
We just did.
Best thing to come out of the 90s?
Mike.
Me.
Name a band everyone should know about but probably doesn't already.
Cessna Deathwish.
What is the strangest thing about Canada?
It's not in America.
Worst injury you've ever sustained on stage?
Probably it was you, wasn't it, surely?
Finger.
The finger.
Yeah, I hurt my finger.
You broke it? What happened?
It might have been broken, I'm not sure.
It was injured.
It was, yeah.
Favorite flavor of Slurpee?
Blue raspberry.
Well, and you might as well give me an answer, too.
I'm not one for a Slurpee.
Writing a great song is all about blank.
Correct.
What is the strangest place you've ever slept?
In a woman.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
You agree? Yeah, well, yeah. They're written down here as two separate words, a hot dog and a sandwich. So, yeah, Ben's right, I think, on that one.
Red meat filling, okay.
Hate to pull you up on it.
Well, thanks so much for coming. Royal Blood figured out. Sonic 1029.
It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.